This is Women of Grace Live, discussing issues important to your life and faith. Spiritual insight, practical wisdom. Join us as we transform the world one woman at a time. Women of Grace, for such a time as this. Now, here's your host, Johnette Williams.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Women of Grace Live. I am Johnette Williams, absolutely delighted and happy to be with you today. I certainly am. All kinds of things we want to talk about today. I'm just sharing with you up front. Oh, my goodness, my mind is reeling with things. And I hope yours is, too, because I'm looking forward to hearing from you about what's on your mind and what's roaming around in that head of yours. So do give us a call right here at Women of Grace Live, where we love to have that holy conversation with you. Let me give you the phone number to use. It's toll-free for you if you're here in North America. And it is 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. All you have to do is pick up the phone, punch in those numbers. Voila! Ryan Penny answers the phone for you, and he will take your information and get it up on the board for me. So we do want you to say howdy hey to him when you call in, because, well, why not? You know, it's always nice to be fun and always looks like it's going to be a great moment to come together. So, you know, say howdy hey to him, and also let him know if you're a first-time caller, because then I ring my first-time caller bell, which brings me so much joy and so much pleasure. It's the little things in life, friends. It's the little things in life. Do let him know that, and we'll be sure to give you that happy little greeting there. Also, we're available for you out there at EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and Facebook page. Use the chat feature. Put in your question, comment, insight, information, word of encouragement there. And also, let us know if you're a first-time submitter, so we can ring the bell for you, too. Jeff Burson, who is our social media manager as well as being our producer, will get your information and he'll get it up on the board, and then we can have that friendly conversation together. All kinds of good things I want to share with you about today. Because, you know, stuff is happening this week at Women of Grace. It really is. All kinds of good things are happening. And I wanted to make certain that you were going to be able to join us for all of these things that are happening. So I'm making you aware of the fact that January 28th and 29th, which is this Thursday and Friday, we are having a webinar, a beautiful, beautiful two-part Benedicta Enrichment Seminar online. And our guest is Carrie Gress. And I got to tell you, Dr. Carrie Gress is amazing. She is one of my beautiful, beautiful sisters in Christ who, through the gift, I think, of our Blessed Mother, is making great things happen in the world of women today. So we're very eager for you to get out there to our website. And when you do, I'm encouraging you to look down on the left hand side of the page, and you are going to see our upcoming events section, and you will see the information about January 28th and 29th, this beautiful two-part Benedicta Enrichment Seminar, Conquering Toxic Femininity with Mary, Mother of God. Conquering Toxic Femininity with Mary, Mother of God. And I just want to give you, you know, some insight into what we're going to be talking about. And I want you to know that you can read this on your own out at our website, because when you click on that event, it'll take you to a landing page which tells you about the webinar, or it's the enrichment seminar that's coming up, but it's online. So that's why I'm calling it a webinar, but it's not really a webinar. Nope. It's a Benedicta Enrichment Seminar. We want you to join it. It's going to tell you everything about it, and you can actually register there. It's January 28th and 29th, 7:30 p.m. to 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern time. And here are the two topics. First night, Thursday night, Understanding Toxic Femininity and the Anti-Mary Culture. What are its roots? And then the question, how does the anti-Marian spirit pervade and influence every aspect of our culture? An absolutely must view, must be with us evening, because that question is absolutely central to so much of what we're experiencing in the world today. Part two, Friday night, Living the Marian Option, the Cure to Toxic Femininity. How has Mary historically helped mankind? What is the age of Mary, and how is it the key to restoring civilization to Christ? How do we live the Marian Option in our families and daily lives? Beautiful, beautiful two-part Benedicta Enrichment Seminar, our guest, Dr. Carrie Gress, Thursday evening, Friday evening, beginning at 7:30 p.m. Eastern and running until 9 p.m. Eastern. You will have an opportunity to ask questions. I can tell you, this is a very important Benedicta Enrichment Seminar. So I'm certainly hoping that when you get out to the website and you click on that event and you get to the landing page, you're going to click the big purple button that says click here to register. And we want you to join us for this beautiful event. We also have a playback feature. So if you cannot join us one of the two nights, or you can't join us either night, but you're saying, oh, I would really want to hear what Carrie is going to say. Well, then let me tell you that you will get a playback link. Everybody does. And you will have up to 30 additional days to re-listen or listen for the first time to the presentations by Dr. Carrie Gress. So we try to make certain that you have every opportunity to, let that information that's given and the insight that are given really soak into your mind and into your heart. So a beautiful opportunity for you. So I wanted to share that with you. Now we have another opportunity coming up too, and this is going to be coming up February 10th. Father Wade Menezes is going to be with us. Overcoming the Evil Within has to do with the topic. Excuse me. It's also his book. We are going to be learning of God's transforming grace and mercy in this webinar. It is the perfect, kickoff for Lent, overcoming the evil within. And just remember this, there is no sin that is greater than God's mercy. If you remember that, my dear friend, and you take yourself to the sacrament of reconciliation, all can be made new within you. So Father Wade Menezes, rather, is going to be giving us insights on how we can apply church teaching, how it is that we can discern what it is that's going on inside of us, and what the source is, and the ways in which we can begin to live that abundant life in our Lord Jesus Christ. So that's Overcoming the Evil Within, February 10th. It's a Wednesday evening, and Father Wade Menezes is our presenter. Overcoming the Evil Within is the book. All kinds of more information about that out there. We're going to be doing a book study on that book afterwards. So this is a very good thing to attend. And I just want you to go out and read about it there. Overcoming the Evil Within is the book. This is a kickoff webinar, but you can do the webinar, I believe, by itself as well. If you purchase the book study, if you want to come and join the book study, then the webinar is free. So that's February 10th, 7:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern time. Get on out there and read all about it. Well, I went on the air today, and I said to my producer just as I was going on the air, and we always pray a little prayer before we begin our program, because, Mother Teresa of Calcutta, now Saint Mother Teresa of Calcutta, tells us that everything good starts with prayer, right? Everything good starts with prayer. So we want our programs always to be of service to God and of service to you. And so we always begin with a little prayer. But I was also straightening up my desk at the same time. So I said to Jeff, do you think it's really prayer if you're multitasking? So now I'm going to ask you that question. Do you think it's really prayer if you're multitasking? Think about it. We want to hear from you. What are your thoughts? 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. It's the way that you can join us live here on Women of Grace Live, where we do love having holy conversation with you. Also available, EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and Facebook page. Chat feature there. We'll get your question up on our board, so please do use it. We're coming right back after the break. Can you multitask and pray at the same time? Wonder about that. What do you think?
Encouraging women in their gift of authentic femininity. Here's more Women of Grace with Johnette Williams.
Welcome back, friends. You're listening to Women of Grace Live. I am Johnette Williams. My goodness sakes, all kinds of things going on here today. It's an interesting morning for me. I hope it's an interesting morning for you. And one of the interesting questions that I asked prior to the break was, do you think you can pray and multitask at the same time? And that was coming out of my own experience and asking Jeff Burson, my producer, if he thought that was possible as we were getting ready to go to air today. And I was praying the opening prayer, but I was also occupied doing other things. And I thought, can you really do this? I don't know. What do you think about that? I'd be very curious to know. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. 3986 is the way that you can join us by phone if you're in North America. And please note that if you are and you use that number, it's toll-free for you. So we invite you to do exactly that. If you're outside of North America, here's a number for you. It is country code 1-205-271-2985. That's country code 1-205-271-2985. We are also available for you at EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and Facebook page. So I certainly do invite you to get out to EWTN Radio's YouTube channel, Facebook page. Use the chat feature there to put your question, comment, insight, inspiration, or word of encouragement in, and Jeff Burson will get it. Now, listen, if you're a first-time caller, first-time submitter, generally speaking, just a first-timer, give us a call. I ring my happy little bell for you to welcome you to your premiere, your initial interaction with us live here on Women of Grace Live. So please do get in touch with us. All the phone lines are lighting up. Lots of people have lots of ideas about this praying and while you're doing something else kind of a thing. And I'm eager to get to everybody. Why not? Let's just jump off. Let's just do it right now. Let's go to Judy. She's in Cleveland, Ohio. Sirius XM 130 is the way she's with us. And Judy, you're a first-time caller. I am so happy
yes, I am.
Us today. Welcome.
Thank you.
So what are you thinking?
I think you can pray and multitask. I pray every day on my way to work as I'm driving. So I'm multitasking, and I've done that for years, and I would really hate to think that God wasn't listening to me all those years.
Yeah.
I think that it's okay to multitask. Sometimes it makes those mundane chores go by a little bit faster because you're doing it, but you're concentrating on your prayer.
Well, you know,
so, I think that's okay.
Okay. So let me just ask you, Judy, what particular prayer do you pray? Is it the same prayer every day, or is it just vocal prayer? You're just talking to the Lord, or are you praying the rosary, or what are you doing?
All of the above.
Okay.
It just depends on how I'm feeling that day.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would say any and all, or I could have I could be listening to the rosary, at home as I'm working around there, doing whatever. So yeah, I think any and all of the above.
Well, thank you for sharing. I mean, I pray my rosary too in the car, especially if I'm going on a long trip, you know, and if I'm driving, obviously I'm paying attention, but I still have those holy beads going. And maybe it's part of what St. Paul means when he talks about, you know, to pray without ceasing. I think that that's a real possibility. Well, thank you, Judy.
You
I'm
go.
Glad you're praying, you know,
sure.
I think that that's really important.
You have a good day.
You too.
Thanks
for calling. And don't be a stranger. Call us back.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye now. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. We're talking about prayer today, but we'll talk about anything that you want to talk about. We are here for you indeed. So just give us a call. Pick up the phone. 833-288-3986. That's 833-288-EWTN. YouTube channel and Facebook page of EWTN Radio also available for you. Chat feature there is what you use, and just put your question or comment in there. Jeff Burson will grab it and get it up on the board for us here. So looking forward to hearing from you. The question that I threw out there today was, you know, do you think that you can pray and do something else at the same time? Let's go to Mark. He's in Columbus, Ohio. And he's listening to us via St. Gabriel Radio. We love St. Gabriel Radio. How are you, Mark?
Good. I'm doing great.
Good.
I think it's important to I pray multitask every day, all day. But I also think it's important to be intentional about your prayer and make time for intentional prayer that you are not multitasking during as well.
You know, Mark, that is really, I think, an excellent thought and an excellent suggestion. And frankly, you know, if you have your prayer time in the morning, then what happens is the prayer that you pray all through the course of the day, even the multitasking times, you know, that all flows forth from that. And of course, we know that all prayer flows forth from the beautiful realities and mysteries that we celebrate at the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. So I think you're right. You're saying it's a both and, not an either or.
Yes, ma'am.
Excellent. Excellent. Have you seen this beautiful work of yours through praying through the course of the day really affecting the way in which your day goes and you in your day, no matter how it goes?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. I work with people every day, and when I pray throughout the day, it allows me to connect with other people and allows the Holy Spirit to flow through me in ways, and I've definitely seen a difference in that. So,
well, that's beautiful. I really, really like it. Thank you, Mark, for calling in today, and thank you for your good suggestion. You too. Bye-bye now. And we're looking forward to hearing from you, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. You know, it's an interesting thing about the way in which God's created us. We're a composite of a body and a soul. And of course, our body and our soul in this composite work together, right? They work together. But there are faculties of the soul that I think can be explored, and then we, in exploring them, discover that we can be present to the moment and the grace in the present moment, even if we are about a task that needs to get done. And I guess maybe isn't this the a whole motto of the Benedictines, you know, the Benedictine monks, you know, it's ora et labore, and it's, you know, it's pray and work, pray and work. We could say, okay, well, you know, there's time for prayer and there's time for work. That's absolutely true. But you can pray and work at the same time, I think, because if indeed we are inundated with the spirit of the gospel, then, you know, the Holy Spirit who lives in us, right, is forever making supplication to God. And occasionally we can dip into that. We can consciously dip into that. And I'll bet you any money that there are times when you find yourself praying and you don't remember personally beginning that prayer. You just find that the Hail Mary is going on in your mind, or you discover that, you know, there's this raising of the heart to God. There's this pull, like a magnetic pull, P-U-L-L, toward the things of God. Or an idea will come into your mind that kind of takes up residence there and permits you to delve a little bit more deeply into the sacred mysteries, even in the midst of folding clothing and taking dishes out of the dishwasher and mopping the floor and mowing the lawn and painting a room. Planting in a garden. Let's go to Lynn. She's in Fort Worth, Texas today. Guadalupe Radio. Love me some Guadalupe Radio. How are you, Lynn?
I'm fine. Thank you. And I just have a comment. I mean, I think I'm saying exactly what you've been saying, is that if we're supposed to pray without ceasing, that we have to pray while we're doing all of our daily tasks. And we just offer it up to God, and then we're praying just throughout the day. So that's,
yeah. So do you agree with Mark on the the setting aside an intentional time for prayer every day as well?
I do. I think that is important. But as a mom, sometimes you feel that you don't. That it's just another chore. So if you just try and include prayer in your daily tasks, then at least you can do that. I do think it is important. And if, you know, the first thing you do in the morning is offer every single thing that you do throughout the day up to God and, you know, ask Him to purify your intentions, then everything that you're doing is a prayer, and just offer everything up to Him.
That's beautiful, Lynn. And I love what you're saying here about the morning offering. I like to pray my morning offering before I get out of bed in the morning. So my eyes open up, and, you know, thank you, Jesus, for another day of life. Today, I offer you all of my thoughts, words, deeds, and sufferings. May they tend to your greater glory and to my eternal salvation. Amen. And I think, you know, in those moments, those early moments, you know, we can be very present to the prayer that we're praying. And I think that that's the key, even if we're multitasking, to be present to the prayer that we're praying. You know, sometimes I get up in the morning, and once I let the dogs out, I want to have my cup of coffee, right? And I want to have my English muffin. That's my morning. And so, you know, I have found myself, you know, saying the blessing before meals while I'm buttering the bread. And then I got to stop myself and say, wait a second, you can take a moment here. You don't have to butter the bread while you're praying. Be intentional about this prayer. Give praise and thanks to God so that it's not something that just falls out of your mouth in a rote way, but it's really something that's coming from your heart. So I have to discipline myself to stop it and to give that time for prayer. And like you're saying, that first time in the morning or when we can pray a prayer with true deliberation, we make use of those little moments throughout the course of the day. And that sanctifies our day. I think somebody talked about that in one of the calls there. It sanctifies our day. It makes our day holy. And I get the whole deal with children. It's very difficult. But God sees the effort that you're putting in and He rewards that. And I thank you for your call, Lynn. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome. God bless you now. And let's go to Jerry. He is in Portsmouth, Ohio today, St. Gabriel Radio. First-time caller, second caller from St. Gabriel. Woohoo! There you go, Jerry. Welcome, welcome.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome very much. So what's going on with Jerry?
I'm a Protestant, and I'm very interested in becoming a Catholic.
Okay.
As far as your question this morning, I think you could pray without ceasing, but there's more serious prayers when you need to focus more.
Mm-hmm. So, Jerry, how do you like to pray?
I usually just pray by myself.
Mm-hmm. Is it like a spontaneous prayer? Do you use scripture?
No, spontaneous.
Okay, very good. So you have holy conversation with God. Is that what you do?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, that's beautiful. Now, let me ask you another question. So, and of course, St. Teresa of Avila tells us that prayer is just holy conversation with the one we love. So that's important to keep in mind, no matter what kind of a prayer we're praying. Even if we're reading scripture, we're listening for the voice of God and we're making a response back to Him based on what the Holy Spirit is saying to us through a passage. But I just want to ask you a question. So what has stimulated this interest in Catholicism?
Listening to your radio station.
Oh, good. That's wonderful, Jerry. That's absolutely wonderful. Well, we would love to have you become a member of the family, and I hope that you'll follow up on that prompting of the Holy Spirit. And probably the best thing for you to do would be to go to a local parish there and talk with someone there, or call the radio station, call St. Gabriel Radio. I'm sure that someone there can direct you to a parish that would be good and beneficial for you, and investigate it. I think that you should do that because, you know, when the Holy Spirit prompts us, this desire in your heart is not coming from you. It's coming from the Holy Spirit. So when the Holy Spirit prompts us, then we move forward with that to see what graces He has in mind for us to receive, to see what blessing He wants us to know. So, Jerry, I'm gonna put you in my rosary. I'm going to be praying for you, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and let us know. You know, keep us informed of your journey. We'd love to know here.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Jerry. God bless you. And I just want all of you to pray for Jerry, too. You know, wing a Hail Mary his way, wing an Our Father his way, wing a Glory Be his way. And, you know, just ask the Holy Spirit to continue to prompt him and to give him the courage to follow through on that prompting. It's so very important for us, I think, today to be doing all that we can to help individuals come into the fullness of truth that's found in our Catholic faith. So do pray for Jerry today, everybody. And Jerry, you pray for all of us. when you're talking to our Lord, you remember all of us out there. We appreciate it very, very much. Let's go to Colleen. She's in Boston, Massachusetts. Station of the Cross is the way that she is with us. Hi, Colleen. How are you?
Hey, Jeanette. God bless you. How are you?
Very well, thank you. God bless you, too.
I'm well. And I thought of another thing. I had told your producer about the book I was feeding my niece's hamster, and I happened to just look down at the bookshelf and I felt something pop out, like the Lord wanted me to pick it out. And it's a book from the writings of Sister Consolata Bitrone.
Okay.
And it's called Jesus Appeals to the World. And
okay.
I just opened to the page where he's telling her, he's really giving her the dictate that he wants her to constantly be raising up to him. Jesus, Mary, I love you, save souls.
Mm-hmm.
He wants
mm-hmm.
that to be like a constant, I can't remember his words, but he wanted her to constantly be doing that.
You know, that, go ahead. I'm sorry, Colleen, go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Oh, no, I just have another thing I wanted to tell you after that, so you can comment on that first.
Okay, thank you.
You may.
Oh, no, we've got a case of the giggles, everybody. So anyway, what I wanted to say is that is an absolutely beautiful prayer, and it's called an aspiration or an ejaculation. These prayers that we pray, just spontaneous prayers like that, but that we repeat, like, or, you know, Sacred Heart of Jesus, have mercy on us, or Immaculate Heart of Mary, pray for us, or, Jesus, only begotten Son of God, you know, have mercy on me, a sinner. That's the Jesus prayer. These beautiful little prayers contain such treasures, and we should pepper our day with them, right? They should be like a constant little incense rising up from our heart to the Lord. But we want to give our mind to them when we pray them, because they're very, very powerful. And so you hear that music, Colleen, so I want you to stay on, because we want we want to know what else you wanted to share with us there. We certainly do. More coming for you on the other side of the break. You're listening to Women of Grace Live. I am Johnette Williams. Today we're talking about prayer, like, can you multitask and pray? That's what we're talking about here today. Oh dear, it was a rhyme. My gracious me. Looking forward to being with you on the other side of the break. Stay tuned.
Transforming the world one woman at a time. Let's return to Women of Grace with Johnette Williams.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Women of Grace Live. I am so happy to be with you today, and I'm always happy to be with you Monday through Friday at this same time on this same station as we discuss issues of importance to your life and your faith. Want to remind you about our upcoming Benedicta Enrichment Seminar. It's a two-parter. It is this Thursday night, January 28th, and this Friday night, January 29th, beginning at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time and running until 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Dr. Carrie Gress is our presenter. We're going to be talking about how to conquer toxic femininity and to enter more deeply into the maternal beatitude of our Blessed Lady. It's going to be an absolutely marvelous two-part Benedicta Enrichment Seminar, and we certainly want you to join us. So don't delay. Get out there and register. Register today. We can receive up to 500 people. So I'm thinking that there's room for you. So get on out there and register. Let's see what we can do together at this moment in the history of man. God's looking for us to be doing something, and he's going to be helping us to define what that something is as we come together. So read all about it at womenofgrace.com. Click on it. It's right there on the homepage underneath our events. It'll take you to a landing page. You can see that you can register there, and you can read all about Carrie, all about this particular enrichment seminar, and what the themes are for the two evenings that we'll be together. Inviting you personally to join us there. We have Colleen on the line. Boston, Massachusetts is where she is. We're talking about, can you multitask and pray? And she's with us via Station of the Cross. And Colleen, we went to the break and you were giving us some insight there. And let's see what else you have to share with us.
Oh, my pleasure, Johnette. Actually, I was praying with some friends on a conference line, which we do at least once a week. And after the prayer, one, this really holy woman that is a member, one of my friends and that we pray with, and she she said that she saw like little dirty hand marks on Jesus. And she said she thinks that it was from irreverence in prayer.
Hmm.
And it struck me. It struck me because I have an Etsy shop, and I was working on that while we were praying. And that's exactly, I felt convicted that that's what that was. Because,
wow, Colleen.
This,
you know,
was a time which was supposed to be a focused prayer time.
Yeah, you know.
And I didn't have to be, you know, I just had to turn my computer chair and face the church up the street that I can see, you know what I mean, and pray. I didn't have to be working on my shop. So I was, like, really stricken by that, you know. So I thought I should share that.
You know, I'm really glad you did, Colleen. First of all, I just really want to commend you for your, how candidly you're sharing about this. Oftentimes it's very difficult. Second, I want to thank you very much for the beautiful way in which you received that fraternal correction. Now, it wasn't directed to you. Your friend's comment wasn't directed to you. It was just it was just a comment that she made. But you understood that it was for you, and you received that. So even if she didn't know that it was for you and didn't know that you received it, the fact of the matter is you did. And what that shows is the humility of your heart. It shows the absolute humility of your heart. It also shows your docility. And your docility is that beautiful, beautiful quality of being teachable. And so, you know, you can't be teachable if you're not humble. And if you are teachable, you grow in humility. And it's beautiful, the image that she had there, because I think it's one that impresses itself upon all of us that are listening. And I think that you are right. There are times, and we've been talking about this a wee bit, I think that it was Mark that first mentioned it, you know, that yes, we pray always, and yes, we can pray while we're doing something else, but there are those times that need to be dedicated for prayer. Even if it's just for a moment, we were talking about the aspirations prior to the break. Even if, you know, if we take a moment and using the aspiration that you offered to us, you know, we say, Jesus and Mary, save souls. You know, even if we just take a moment and be,
I love you, save souls.
I love you, save souls. Jesus and Mary, I love you, save souls. Right? Is that it?
Yes.
Okay, because I want to memorize that. It's beautiful. And even if, you know, how long does it take, you know, to rivet our attention on those words that we're saying, to say them with true intentionality, and then to speak them, Jesus and Mary, I love you, save souls. That's less than 5 seconds, but that is prayer. And prayer is not equatable by time. It can't be quantified that way. It can only be quantified by love. And love is fathomless. And love has no borders and it has no boundaries. And love itself is eternal. So when we take time, even 5 seconds, to be intentional about a prayer, it enters into the eternal moment and it begins to affect things in the natural moment, in time. So, you know, all of that I want to say to you about that. And I would think about that, friends, you know, even if we are, you know, engaged in an activity, we can still be very mindful of what we're praying. And I don't mean mindful in the sense of Buddhist mindfulness and all of that that's going on out there. I mean intentional. So, Colleen, thank you so much.
Can I add you one more thing?
Sure.
I felt convicted. I realized, wow, I was being completely insincere in my prayer. It was just mm-hmm. blah, 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 blah. Well, I'm doing my, you know?
Yeah.
So it was like I realized that in God's eyes, that's terrible. That, you know, that's supposed to be a sacred time. And you can't do that to the beloved, to the Lord.
No, or to anybody, really. I mean, you know, that's part of the receptivity of prayer is listening, right? And being deliberate in what we're saying. And, you know, I think that that's very important. Sometimes we just, you know, and I'll catch myself doing this. I'll bet you every single person listening has caught themselves doing this. You know, sometimes I will just be barreling through I hate to barrel through the rosary. I hate to barrel through it. But sometimes I find myself just doing that. And then I have to stop myself and say, oh, Father God, please forgive me. Mother, please forgive me. I'm hurling words at you like they're stones. I'm not even thinking about what I'm saying. So we want to try to bring ourselves into that state of recollection and to move forward in it, even for those beautiful little aspirations or ejaculations that we pray through the day. Sacred Heart of Jesus, have mercy on us. One of my favorite ejaculations is, Father God, have mercy on me and save me from myself. Save your daughter from herself, Lord God. God, you know, because we can find ourselves just off in so many directions. Colleen, thank you very much. I appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you, and have a wonderful day.
You too, and God bless you. You know, speaking about praying together, as Colleen says that she meets with these ladies every week, I take it now through social media means, beautiful opportunity to pray together. We have a rosary crusade going on, and it's at 4 p.m. every Wednesday afternoon. That's 4 p.m. Eastern, and we want you to join it. I got to tell you, I heard one of the most terrific homilies at Mass yesterday. It was absolutely incredible. And our priest stood there in that pulpit, and he told us we need to pray that we are battling powers and principalities right now, rulers of this present darkness. And he said, we have got to defend that which we believe in. And he says, and the way in which we defend it is the way that's been effective all through history. And we defend it by picking up our rosaries and praying. So we have a rosary crusade going on at Women of Grace. You can join our rosary crusade. Go on out to our website, womenofgrace.com. Click through the slideshow. You will see rosary crusade. Click on that and join us every Wednesday afternoon at 4 p.m. We know that you can't make it all of the time. Maybe you can make it all of the time. But join us nonetheless. You know, I'm just going to say this really, really fast because I want to get right back to the phone lines and I want to get right back to social media here. But I want to tell you this. Emília Bastos was a woman who lived in Brazil, and Brazil was about to be taken over by the communists. As a matter of fact, the communists had invaded all of the governmental agencies, had invaded and were put in place for the moment when the takeover would happen. This is the way you storm a castle. From the outside, you can storm it. Infiltration is the better route. And so they had infiltrated all of these agencies. They were set up and ready to go for this takeover of Brazil. And what happened is amazing. The people there began to get wind of this. They began to see what was happening. Men began to gather and figure out what could they do? How could they strategize? What could they do through their businesses, etc.? But Emília, one evening, hearing her husband talking to a group of men about such matters, said, no, we women have got to get involved. And do you know what she did? She planned a rosary crusade. And it started very simply. She invited women into her home. Those women went out and invited women into their home. Those women went out, invited women into their home. And pretty soon, before you knew it, they were protesting with their rosaries only in the capital city of Sao Paulo. And they were made their way through the streets, 600,000 strong they were, praying those rosaries. And when the communists got up to speak, they took those rosaries and they began to rattle them. And they rattled those rosaries until the man was drowned out and couldn't speak and walked off in a huff. Do you know what happened? The communists absolutely left Brazil, packed up their bags, never happened before, packed up their bags and left Brazil. And all of those that were involved in this resistance to communism said that if it weren't for the ladies, it never would have happened. It's the power of the rosary. We want you to join our rosary crusade. I am inspired by Emília Bastos. We talk about her in the book Tom Sullivan and I wrote together, The Rosary, Your Weapon for Spiritual Warfare. We talk about that. You think that isn't possible in this post-Christian age? I want to tell you, it's absolutely possible. It just takes people to give fiat. It just takes people to say yes, and it takes people to do it. So I'm inviting you. Do it. Let's get to Linda. Linda is in Galena, Illinois. EWTN app is the way that she's with us. And Linda, you've been so patient. Thank you.
Thank you for having me. I love your show, Janet.
Thank you so much. So tell us about you and your praying through the day.
So I work as I'm a registered nurse, and I start my day, like many people have said, praying the morning offering. And I love that prayer. My mother taught it to me, and she's passed away. So just praying that always, you know, I feel like I'm uniting with her as well. And so I will pray that as I'm driving to work. I have about a half hour drive. And so I will just say a series of prayers on my way. And I really have learned how important it is to be mindful and intentional about my prayer throughout the day. And that just helps me so much. So that's part of what I pray in the morning on my way to work is help me keep the Lord in mind, you know, as I'm going throughout my day. And as you know, your nurses aren't unique in this regard. I mean, everybody has challenges, you know, throughout their day, things that try their patients, et cetera. And so, you know, there will be times where you might have a patient who's challenging or, you know, difficult, you know, you are typically seeing them at their very worst. So, you know, very oftentimes, you know, they're upset, they're in pain. Yeah, I've been cursed at, kicked, scratched, all those things. So I just love Mother Teresa, and I'm really trying to use her as an example too, and how she saw Jesus in everyone. And when I see Jesus in my patients and in my coworkers, their families, et cetera, it just makes such a difference in how I can handle difficult situations. And the more I do it, the more I see the benefits of it. So as far as multitasking goes, that's what I try to do. I work in a recovery room, and it's a very fast-paced environment where I'm not with, you know, a few patients all throughout the day, as, you know, you are in most types of hospital nursing. Instead, I get a patient, they come to me, you know, I help them wake up and get their pain under control. And then as soon as they're really pretty stabilized, I take them to the next department, and then I come back and start the process all over again.
Yes.
So I do come in contact with a lot of people throughout the day. And, you know, I just find that as soon as I'm able to, they don't require my full attention. You know, I'm able to pray as I'm charting, and I just try to pray as often as I can while I'm taking care of that patient. And then I typically will tell them once I drop them off into the room, you know, I will keep you in my prayers.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And the first couple of times I said that, I was very nervous about it just because of the times we live in. And I do not work in a religious affiliated facility, so you never know how people are going to react. You know, I don't want to get in trouble, but everybody just reacts so well. And I've only had a couple of times where I've said that to a patient and they'll say to me, well, I don't believe in God. And I just say to them, well, it doesn't matter if you believe in God. It only matters if I do. And, you know, I'll pray for you.
That's
I don't
beautiful.
Know if that's right or not.
But you never know. You know, isn't it interesting, Linda? You just don't know what kind of a seed you've planted there, you know?
Yeah.
That will not leave that person anytime soon, that interaction with them and what you had to say there.
Yeah.
Well, that's so beautiful. I'll tell you what, next time I'm in the hospital, can I just kind of call you up? Have you come over, take care of me, and pray for me the whole time? That is really, really lovely. And it's beautiful because I think what it does is it takes your profession of nursing and makes it a vocation, you know, it means to be evangelization. Whether you speak a word to those people or not, your patients or not, the fact of the matter is you are praying for them. And that is evangelization. It's a quiet evangelization, and it's beautiful.
Yes, indeed. And you just, I feel it so much. It's just made such a difference in my life. And, I don't get stressed and I don't, get hurt anymore either. You know, like I said, there are times that people lash out at you, because they're undergoing very trying situations.
Sure.
You know,
and they're frightened.
When I'm coming to contact with them. Yes. Oh yeah. Frightened and pain. I mean, there's a myriad of reasons. And I mean, I've been doing this for 30 years. I'm no young pup. And it used to be hard for me to hear those words directed at me and not take them personally.
Right.
Now I just have gotten better at. I was getting better at it throughout my career, but when once I really intentionally incorporated the Lord and just trying to see Jesus in everyone, I mean, really making an effort, that just has made such a difference. Where I don't even. It's like it doesn't even faze me anymore. It's amazing how that has worked too.
Isn't that beautiful? I mean, God cannot be outdone in generosity, and it's just beautiful, beautiful. And you've given us an excellent testimony, and I hope that, you know, we all hear what Linda has said, you know, and I think that she's given us the means by which, you know, we can take that which we do to put food on the table and make this a beautiful offering to the Lord, one, and make it be of service in the salvation of the souls that we meet every day. And thank you, Linda. That is such a holy approach to the work that God's entrusted to us. Thank you so much for sharing.
Well, thank you, and I thank you for your show and EWTN, because that's all helped me have this perspective as well.
Oh, it's beautiful. Well, may God be praised for that. And let me just say, you know, your patients are blessed by you. Thank you, Linda, and God bless you. Bye-bye now. Let's go to Sandra. She is in Austin, Texas. Armor of God, Catholic Radio, KOOV 106.9 is the way. She's with us. Good morning, Sandra.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, I just wanted to chime in to all these wonderful women that have been calling in. I definitely think that, you know, women, we multitask anyway, but I am always talking to God. I thank Him for my parking places that I get. And when something goes wrong, I'm kind of thinking, okay, what are you trying to show me? I do like playing the rosary, and there's a couple of different kinds of prayers. I mean, if I'm really hurting or very thankful, especially if I'm hurting, I'll definitely say the rosary that calms me. And just, I haven't had the chance to do any adoration time lately, but there are times where you just have to sit still and listen to God and talk to God and try to hear what He's saying. And I just think it's, you know, where we are, He meets us. And I think that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, you know, it's a constant mystery, I think, to consider the reality that God has incorporated us into His plan of salvation. And He's given you life at this moment in time, Sandra, and He's given me life, and all of us listening today, all of us joined together in this beautiful mystical body of Christ. He's given us life today because there is a way in which He wants for us to bring salvation to the world that is specific to us. And allowing ourselves to be used by Him, not fretting over what it could be, but finding it in the midst of where we are, just as we heard a moment ago from Linda, you know, that is the way that we should go. You know, that is exactly what we're called to do. So I thank you for your call, Sandra, and I thank you for the beautiful sentiments that you express here, and I thank you that you try to make use of every opportunity to pray and just to keep praying. That is what we've got to do. Thank you, my dear. God bless you. We're going to get Lindsay in here really fast. Lindsay, we don't have a whole lot of time left, 2 minutes, but what do you want to share with us out there in Corpus Christi, Texas?
Blessings, Janet. I do pray constantly, and I find myself since 2020 not able to go to church sometimes. We're back at church now, but in that time it was very difficult, and I long to do the Stations of the Cross at church. Mm-hmm. And I think that Jesus must have felt that, because one night when I was sweeping up my floor, I have a wooden broom, and I used that broom and I did the Stations of the Cross at the same time being sad and you know, meditating on the stations, but rejoicing because here I am. I felt like I was physically joining, really, you know, my church and the other parishioners, and just joining Jesus and Mary in that station. So here too, here lately.
Yes, and you know, sweetheart, we are right down to the wire, but I think that you give us a beautiful, beautiful example of the way in which we can pray doing tasks and chores that do not require a lot of our, you know, intellectual bearing, right? And that is beautiful, and I'm so happy you pray the stations. It does bring consolation to our Lord Jesus Christ. And Michael was out there, and he said, a gentleman named Bob called to say that we ought to be very careful of the way that we pray those prayers that we know by heart, to make certain that we're paying attention to what it is we're saying. Agree with you, Bob. God bless all of you. Bye-bye.